Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome. 844-967-2789. We will go to the phones shortly. Brian, a little Stone Temple Pilots rocking out this weekend at Summerfest with you at that concert, man. That was a lot of fun, dude.
That was a lot of fun. I really, 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 really like STP a lot.
The 90s grunge music, that whole, the 90s rock and roll and the combination with all the rap that was coming out, it was some of the most awesome time in music. And I'm an old guy, so yeah. I can say that.
And of all those grungy type of folks, Stone Temple Pilots is from San Diego, not Seattle, but they also changed. Their first three albums were all completely different sounds, and they were complete albums as well. And it's one of the last times that any of that stuff happened as well. But I really love the Stone Temple Pilots a lot, and it was really good to see them with their new frontman, who looks a lot like their old frontman, Scott Weiland.
A little bit.
Does not have the same charisma, though.
Or drug problem, we hope.
But it's also sounded great. I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm more just saying that guy was really good,
yeah.
And Scott Weiland was amazing.
And the band was tight. I mean, they've been playing a long time.
Yeah, they were tight. Really, really good.
Well, and that's the thing. So Summerfest here in Wisconsin, you know, the world's largest music festival, you know, a dozen stages, a big amphitheater, a couple big stages and some smaller stages. And anytime I see a mass of people like that, I can't help but think, you know, all it takes is one crazy dude to come in and just start pop, 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 or gal. But usually it's younger white men that are doing these mass shootings. And again, I guess to be thankful, perhaps, you know, it's good that he was not a military trained, you know, marksman. You know, I mean, to be perhaps a rookie with a gun, I don't know this to be the case, but I'm assuming that the guy didn't spend hours and hours on the range, right? To be a rookie with a gun and to be able to, you know, pass out that much death and mayhem and destruction in that short of a time frame. You know, how do you not look at the mechanics, the weapon? How is that not part of the equation?
Was this an AR-15 again?
It's a rifle. I haven't heard a specific brand.
I interviewed a guy who's a gunnery sergeant who trained, you know, during Vietnam era, post-Vietnam era, on trained people how to use a machine gun. And, you know, AR-15s are a variation down the line of that. And the design of the weapon is so that you don't have to aim well. The design is that all you have to do is just barely graze anybody and they're done.
Point and click, yeah.
That's what it's supposed to do. And it's also because the instinct of a regular human being is not to kill somebody. And so this kind of counteracts the, you know, privates, the privates in the front lines, and they're shooting people with a machine gun. It makes it easier to kill someone without not want, when your body doesn't want to.
And obviously the result is carnage. Some of the reports I saw out of Illinois was, you know, wartime wounds that people were, you know, if you're hit, you're dead. You know, if you're grazed, you're probably going to live. But if you get struck, you're dead almost instantaneously. And we heard the reports coming out of Texas with the kids that were, I mean, blown apart, decapitated. I mean, these are awful, awful, horrible weapons. And you don't need to be a trained marksman to be efficient at shooting random unarmed people. It's amazing how easy that can be. And we're making it too easy for them. And so any of the Republicans or the GOP say, well, you know, thoughts and prayers. And I know McConnell referred to, well, we addressed some mental health issues in our last bill. Well, you know, it's never done. We got to continue to push, continue to get better. And I've evolved on this issue, man. You know, I own weapons. I don't have an AR-15. I don't have a rifle like that, but I have a shotgun and I got a semi-automatic pistol. I'm into gun porn. You know, that's not my thing. But over the years, and we continue to see after the assault weapons ban expired, and we see the statistics, it's hard to deny. And while certainly, if you're in a foxhole, you probably don't want to, you know, be loading every, you know, time you take 10 shots. So, you know, larger clips would, you know, be better. But we're not in foxholes, and we're not fighting the tyranny of the U.S. government. And even if we were, I'm pretty sure the howitzers and the jets are going to do away with you and your AR-15. So I'm not exactly clear what the philosophy is or what the the constitutional standing of the Republicans are. Because they're already accepting the fact that they don't get howitzers. You don't get an M1. You don't get a lot of these weapons that the Army and our armed forces have. And are you suggesting then you should get a suitcase nuke that could take out a block or a couple square blocks? Because everyone who gets mad all of a sudden decides to flip the switch. I mean, that's what we're dealing with. Any little mental issue, if you don't have that weapon around to use, either maybe you're going to get over it, or it's not going to result in the same kind of devastation that if you go out and purposely do these kinds of things.
Maybe, Dom, it's, you know, that if you have enough money and you really worked hard enough all your life, you can have a nuclear weapon of your own. Right? Isn't that the American dream? Yeah. I mean, come on. We just need to make it expensive enough that only the select few can have them.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom from the leftist coast. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us today?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that.
Yes, brother.
Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party. No, instead of saying thoughts and prayers, we probably should be starting to correct people and say register and vote. Replace the words thoughts and prayers with register and vote, because that's what we need to do to get these nuts out of Congress.
Yeah, they're not going to do it, Tom. I mean, there's no convincing that Marjorie Taylor Greene to do anything in this regard. I mean, it's just not going to happen. This is not going to. We have to overwhelm them at the polls, and there's more of us out there. And the more of us that get shot, the more of us that lose loved ones, the more we're going to be engaged to do so. But that's the whole point of empathy and understanding, Tom. You don't have to experience it for yourself to recognize the pain that it causes.
Absolutely. And like I said, so whenever anybody hears thoughts and prayers, just replace those words with register and vote. Because I'll tell you what, we have all these people showing up for rallies and all this kind of stuff. Are they all registered? Are they all ready to vote? Because if they're not, they need to be. That's the only way we're going to get out of this mess is if everybody gets out and registers and votes blue. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
Yep. Amen.
We have our problems on the Democratic side. Money and politics is the biggest issue of all of this. It's a thread that holds it all together. But bottom line is, we have to get more Democrats in power. We have got to have a supermajority and, you know, hold them to account in terms of what they're going to do. And don't let another election go by without holding them completely to account and not ending up with some type of, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin type Dems.
Yes.
So just register and vote, everyone. It's the only way. It's the answer to get us out of this whole mess.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Register and vote. Tom from the left coast. It is very important. I would imagine. I mean, you know, my daughter, 17, she's already been protesting, you know, and it's probably more of her mother's influence than mine. I've only recently been more civically engaged. Of course, I can't vote and all that, but, you know, talking politics on the radio and realizing that, you know, this is us. We talk about, you know, this the mass shootings of America, the USA, we're the MSA and the Republicans. Well, you know, we're better than this. We could be. We could be better, but you don't want to do anything legislatively to make us better. So this is us, and in the same time to register and vote, we are not engaged as we need to be as a country. It is our responsibility, and I say it 100 times. I don't want that kind of responsibility, but we have to do it, because if we don't, we end up with other people making those decisions. We end up with other people who I don't think have the wherewithal to worry about what my concerns are.
I think the more these shootings occur and the less action that happens, I honestly think the less people will vote. The less that happens on any gun control after every mass shooting, I think the less people, I think
people get more apathetic.
I think people will become more and more apathetic and realize that we're all on our own.
That's a terrible thought. 844-967-2789. Let's get some good thoughts. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jean. What do you got for us today?
Hi, guys. You know what? We're not on our own. We're all in this together. And we are the people, and we are the government, and we're the only ones who can change it. Biden can get up there and Democrats get up there, fight back and forth when Republicans, you know, have the vote. And they got the bully pulpit to spread all kinds of lies. They're the greatest at creating chaos and death. They really are. And they love it when we're in chaos. And then they can even spread more lies because we're so worried about the situation, chaos and fear. That's their thing. Whenever anything's going on to get things fixed in our country, they create chaos and fear. They're really great at it, and that's a fascist way. So we do have to get out there and vote, and we do have to tell everybody to get out there and vote because we're the only ones that can change it. They can't change it without our help. We're the ones that have to open our mouth, let the people know what the heck's going on, let them know of the lies, encourage them to watch the hearings, and that's our responsibility. They can't do it for us. So if we're sitting here and we're pouting about what's going on, we're pouting about gas prices, the wealthy people are getting richer as people are, their prices are going up on daily living. Well, you know what? You can sit there and whine, or you can get out there and vote the Democrats in because the Republicans are not the old Republicans. They're fascists, and they don't give one rat's butt about the deaths in our country, or they would have been standing up and doing something about it already. So anyway, that's my two cents worth, and it's a lot more than that. You guys have a great day, okay?
Thank you, Jeannie. You too. It is worth a lot more than it, and you are very spot on. We appreciate your calls, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, what does it take for these Republicans to be empathetic about stuff? That it has to actually touch them personally for them to actually feel empathy for what is going on for this kind of thing. I mean, apparently it doesn't exist for them. I mean, it didn't exist for Scott Walker when that kid was killed in at Summerfest in 2010, and apparently they're trying to cover up when that kid got... Well, the kid's body was thrown to the concrete. They're, looking up ways to try to deflect, the Walker's responsibility.
Yeah, the political reaction to a real tragedy. At some point, Mark, if your first reaction is, how does this affect me politically, you probably should not be in that job.
Correct. I mean, it is just disgusting. I mean, and who the hell needs more than five rounds in their weapon? If you're out hunting. I mean, the old pump actions and semi-autos. And even the old lever actions. Lever actions have like five shots in the magazine. My old pump action rifle, which was the same as the magazine as the semi-auto at the time for Remington 760, is four rounds. You don't need any more of that when you're out hunting. Why the hell do you need 30-round magazines if you're just a civilian? This is just ridiculous. I mean, it is just asinine, and you don't need that kind of weapon anyway. Like you said, the government, if the government was coming over, they just bring a rocket in or
shoot one of those. Right, come on, right, dude. That's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, we're going to fight. Yeah, good luck with that.
And then they bring 40 other things and then burn them later and have the people that burn them and then refuse health care for them, and they would be dead later too. So way to go.
It doesn't make any sense. So what is this? So this is getting paid off by, by the NRA, or they think that their constituents won't vote for them if they, decide that we want to focus on some reasonable gun safety legislation? Because what is the end point, right, for Republicans? You want the Tommy gun, or is not having the Tommy gun, is that unconstitutional for you, right? You want the howitzers or not having the howitzers? Is that unconstitutional for you? And as we hopefully continue to evolve as a species and as a society, we're going to come up with all sorts of new ways to kill each other. And so it's not going to get it's going to get a whole lot easier, and we're going to have a lot more of these kinds of questions to deal with. More of your calls then, Bill Press at the top of the hour, but your calls next, 844-967-2789. We're the Devils. We'll be right back.
The House of Representatives has passed on to the Senate, and the Senate's getting ready to do something. Hopefully it'll get done where we will come up with a solution, and a really good one.